It's just insane. I mean, seriously. It's just, I don't know. It's just insane. That's all I'm going to say. It's just insane. So, while the media is spinning, and this always goes back to the media. We always go back to the media. We've said this on the show before, and we'll say it again. Remember, we will always talk about controlling the media, controlling the message, whether it's the internet, whether it's the newspapers, whether it's the networks. We will always talk about this being the most important thing that we as real Americans, okay? We as real Americans who want to take this country back need to control. We need to convince the Republican money guys that if they want to take this country back, it's about controlling the media. Could you imagine if we controlled CNN? Could you imagine if we controlled NBC? Imagine how different these broadcasts would be. Imagine how different these broadcasts would be. There'd be no Don Lemon. There'd be no Anderson Cooper. There'd be no Chris Cuomo. They'd be gone. They'd be gone. This country would look so much different if we controlled these news outlets, because we wouldn't be ignoring facts. And these networks are ignoring the facts, because if you put the facts out there, then people will start saying, well, if Hillary Clinton, if a Democrat is going to be the same way that Obama is, then we are going to get attacked more and more and more and more. We can't have a Democrat in the White House. We can't afford to have a Democrat in the White House. We will die, okay? How's that? We will die. We will die. Now, let me give you some facts. Okay, let me give you some facts. And this is all very real, because once again, if people took these things serious, there would not be the carnage. There would not be the carnage. There would not be the carnage that we're seeing. Absolutely not be the carnage. So let's break this down, okay? Let's break this down. Now, it's just amazing. It really is just amazing. This kid's father, okay, we touched on it a little, and I'm just going to break down all of these facts, these flags, okay? This kid's father has ties to the Taliban. It's no BS. This kid's father ran for government in Afghanistan. This kid's father is knee-deep, if not waist-deep, in Afghani politics. Red flag number one. And the government knew this. Okay. Now, red flag number two. This Omar Mateen was under investigation not once, but twice by the FBI. Not once, but twice. Now, let me explain to you how these ties became on the radar, and the fact that somebody told the FBI to stand down. The FBI first became aware of Mateen in 2013 because he made inflammatory comments to coworkers alleging possible terror ties. The FBI thoroughly investigated the matter, including some surveillance, checking records, and interviewing Mateen and witnesses. However, the case was closed because agents could not verify the substance of Mateen's claims. Now, again, let me just throw this out there. And again, I'm not defending the mafia, but John Gotti Jr. was brought to trial three different times. Look it up. Look it up. John Gotti Jr. was brought to trial three different times. The government was obsessed on putting John Gotti Jr. in jail. John Gotti Sr. was brought to trial three different times. The government never closed their case on the mafia. Nope. Because remember, illegal gambling and loan sharking, basically loaning degenerate gamblers money at payday loan rates with the threat of violence if they were not paid back is a national security concern. Okay. So after the FBI closed their case, guess what happened? Guess what happened? 2014, they got word that Mateen was fraternizing with Abu Shalia, a fellow Floridian, but concluded that he had minimal contact. Minimal contact. So, and just think about this. Who was the FBI getting their orders from? Because in 2013, they were told that Mateen was saying, hey, I'm buddy-buddy with terrorists. I know terrorists. And one day we're going to kill all of you. And the FBI came and investigated and said, yeah, we're not seeing it. We're not seeing it. So then they get told in 2014 that Mateen's up to his old tricks. And this time they go, he was talking to some terrorists, but it was very minimal. Really, was it like just passing by the terrorist at lunch? What? Just like, hey, how you doing? What's minimal? What's minimal contact? Isn't that something? Minimal contact. Minimal contact, but posed no terror threat. Isn't that so? I mean, just imagine this. The FBI, who is led by Obama, and just a side note, do you really have confidence that the FBI is going to return a guilty verdict or call for an indictment in Hillary Clinton? I mean, they can't even, according to this, they can't even handle terrorism. I mean, think about it. They can't even handle terrorism. They're investigating a terrorist. They're investigating somebody that only 2 years later. I mean, that's the real disturbing thing. We're not talking about somebody that was investigated in the 90s. We're not talking about somebody that was investigated in the early 2000s. We're talking about somebody that was investigated in 2013, then again in 2014. We are in 2016. I mean, this is fresh. This is fresh, like I said, and I don't want to keep bringing this point up, but you gotta, when you're talking about extensive investigations and the government surveillancing somebody and spending millions of dollars in wiretaps and so forth and so on. And that's the mob. Rather it's in New York, rather it's in Philadelphia, rather it's in Florida, rather it's Donnie Brasco or some other undercover agent that goes undercover for 2 years. I mean, we're talking about a terrorist that couldn't be watched from 2013 to now? Talking about 3 years? 3+ years? Are you kidding me? We do it for guys that are gambling, for heaven's sakes. I mean, that's what kills me. We do it for guys that are running a gambling operation, an underground nightclub where guys gamble and drink booze. There's clubs that have been under surveillance for a year, year and a half. So in 2014, the guy's having contact with a known terrorist. He's having contact with a terrorist. And the FBI says, we're going to close the case on this. There's no terror threat. Think about that. Just let that soak in for a minute. Why? Why? when you put that in, so you got this guy, Omar Mateen, who's living in Florida. So you got Omar Mateen living in Florida, okay? Who's on the radar. All right. You have other terrorists that live in Florida, and I got to assume they're on the radar, considering that Mateen got on the radar because he was associating with these terrorists. Okay. So now we've got somebody that's on the radar. They're in Florida, and there's other people in Florida that are on the radar. So, would you agree, I know this might be a stretch, would you agree that Florida might seem like a hot spot? With just this little news, and you're just someone listening to me on the radio, would you agree that this would lead you to believe that Florida might be a bit of a hot spot, right? Okay. We're all on the same page. Now, just a few weeks ago, just a short few weeks ago, okay? Break this down for you. You had, now I always say his name wrong. I always say his name wrong. Okay? Now, again, remember, you've got Mateen in Florida under the radar. Okay? Or I should say on the radar. Under the radar once the FBI decides they don't want to fucking deal with him because, oh, I guess he has no ties anywhere. He's on the radar in 2013. He's on the radar again in 2014 because he's in contact with a suicide bomber who went over to Syria, joined Al-Qaeda, and blew himself up. And the guy that did that, again, I say the name wrong, Monar Mohammed Abu Saleh. He was actively recruiting people in Florida to travel with him to Syria. So, all right, so, 2013, they investigate Mateen. Oh, nothing. So he's back under the radar. Oh, he pops back up. He's on the radar 2014 because he's associated with a guy that goes to Syria and blows himself up. And this guy was trying to recruit people in Florida. And Mateen has contact with him. But the FBI says, no. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Don't worry about it. Move on. So what happens? What happens? He goes back, I guess, under the radar. That's it. Under the radar. So now, a few weeks ago, the leader of ISIS puts out a video. Okay? He puts out a video that says, all my followers, all my jihaders, all my peeps. What I want you to do is attack in America. Ramadan is coming up. And instead of coming here, instead of coming to Syria, instead of coming to Iraq, where it's far too dangerous, it's far, far too dangerous. What I want you to do is attack there. I want you to attack in America. I want you to go and find soft targets and carry out a month of hurt. That was from Abu Muhammad al-Adani. A month of hurt. He told all of the ISIS sympathizers, stay home and kill anybody, anyhow, anywhere. The smartest action you do in the heart of their land is dearer to us than the largest action by us, and more effective and more damaging to them. And if one of you wishes and tries hard to reach the Islamic State, then one of us wishes to be in your place to hurt the Crusaders day and night without sleeping, and terrorize them so that the neighbor fears his neighbor. So, this was not broadcasted on CNN. This was not broadcasted on MSNBC. This was not broadcasted on ABC. When the leader of ISIS is telling ISIS sympathizers, followers of ISIS, strike America in America. I know, I mean, he's saying, I mean, imagine this. He's saying, all of you that are living in the United States, in this coming month of Ramadan, I want you to kill as many Americans, as many infidels as you can. Kill them. Murder them. This is our new strategy. You know how many people didn't know about this? This didn't just get released yesterday. This was done weeks ago. There was no panels talking about this. Think about, imagine this. You want to know what there were panels convened on? Trump University. Trump University and Donald Trump having a woman wear a bathing suit 25 years ago. That's what you had panels convened on. Okay, that's what the news shows were focused on. That's what they were focused on. Trump University. Trump University and a girl wearing a bathing suit. While that is being discussed, you have the leader of ISIS calling for supporters to kill Americans during the month of Ramadan. You would think that's the great thing. That's the great thing about this media and the fact that they're controlled by Democratic extremists, you would think that they would have some panels to discuss this and maybe warn the American people. Wouldn't have been... Imagine that. Imagine this. Are you ready? Imagine this. Imagine this. We have San Bernardino. It's been very fresh. We have more and more evidence about these, as they would say, lone wolf radicalized terrorists. So the government at least admits that. So you have all this information about this growing radicalization from the internet and social media. You then have the leader. You have the leader of ISIS calling for mass jihad during the month of Ramadan. Coming off the heels of San Bernardino. Coming off the heels of the Paris attack. Coming off the heels of UC Merced. Coming off the heels of Tel Aviv. You have all of this carnage happening. Wouldn't you think, wouldn't you expect, wouldn't you want the media? Wouldn't you want our government no different than when we used to have the terror alert colors and say we are at the highest level of terror? We are beefing up security at airports. With all of this stuff happening, wouldn't you want, wouldn't you expect, wouldn't the media to put an emphasis on being alert? Wouldn't you think the media would have played this message? They would have discussed what this message meant. Don't you think the government would have said, you know what? Let's talk to the FBI. Let's create a memo. Let's have the FBI talk to local and police officers. Let's let local police officers talk to local businesses. You know what? Let's make this month the month of Ramadan. Let's go into extra security mode. Let's make sure that all local, state police, let's make all of these agencies tell their communities, hey, these are the things that we know. These are the things that are happening. We want you to be extra vigilant. If you're a nightclub and you have one security bouncer, one security guard, what we want you to do is maybe beef that up by two or three. Just for this month. I mean, this isn't being an armchair quarterback. This is actually just saying common sense stuff. I mean, if your house gets robbed once, hell, if your house gets robbed twice, don't you put security alarms in? Don't you make extra measures? Don't you go through the motions of putting together extra security? I mean, isn't this common sense? If we're getting attacked and places in Europe are getting attacked, and you have ISIS threatening more attacks during a month of Ramadan, wouldn't you think our government, would act? And when you hear these liberal extremists saying, well, you can't live in fear, you can't go out and think about these things, you just got to live your life, because at the end of the day, you're more apt to get hit by a car than get killed by terror. So you And I find it amusing because every other aspect of our life, when bad things happen, we then learn from those bad things and we take precautions to not make those bad things happen again. But when it comes to terror, we're basically told, don't worry about the muzzies. Don't worry about it. Just go on with this. Don't worry. We're constantly, a baby gets their head stuck in the bars of a crib, and we have nationwide recalls. People don't go, that's just a dumb baby. That's just a dummy. And it's only happened to 5 or 6 out of the millions of cribs sold. We're going to change how we live and how we do things with our baby cribs and our baby accessories because of 5 or 6 or 4 dumb babies? Nah, no. Absolutely not. We go into fix mode. We go into safety mode. But when it comes to terror, we're supposed to pretend, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So you have all these things happening. You have all these things happening. And nobody warns anybody. The media doesn't talk about it. They're busy talking about women in bathing suits. They're busy talking about women in bathing suits. So you have the ISIS leader calling for attacks during Ramadan. Okay. All right. Now what? Okay. Now, a few weeks ago, and this is beyond shocking to me. This is beyond shocking to me because this is a direct, a direct threat to Florida. I mean, this is, when I read this, I was like, how did this not get talked about? How did this not get talked about? I mean, how does this not get talked about? This is kind of amazing. This is kind of startling. How did no one talk about this? So, a week or so ago, another offshoot of ISIS, it was a pro-ISIS group, released a hit list with the names of more than 8,000 people on it. And there was about 600 people from Florida on it. And the majority of them live in Palm Beach County and on the Treasure Coast. They're called the United Cyber Caliphate. And they called specifically for attacks in Florida. They called for attacks in Florida. I mean, how does the government not get blamed for what happened Saturday night but an assault rifle does. I don't get this. So let's connect all the dots. Seriously, let's just connect all the dots. Okay? You have Omar Mateen. You have Omar Mateen being investigated back in 2013. The FBI comes and visits him and says, hey, we hear you're threatening people. We hear you're telling people you have ties to terrorists. What's up? Oh, no, I don't have any. Okay, well, we're gonna watch you. We're gonna make sure that you don't have ties to any terrorist groups. So the FBI watches them for, I don't know, a month, 2 months. And they in turn say, he's not a bad guy. He's a happy-go-lucky Muslim. That's what he is. He's a happy-go-lucky Muslim. All right. A year later, they hear he's communicating with a terrorist that went to Syria and blew himself up. Yes, blew himself up. And this terrorist lived in Florida and actively sought to recruit other Muslims to wage a holy war. So they investigate Mateen and they go, hey, you were talking with this guy. I just saw him at Chipotle. I just saw him at Chipotle. He noticed I was a Muslim. I noticed he was a Muslim. We just said, hey, salam salaikum. Salaikum salam. Haba Akbar. And that was it. And the FBI went, okay. Well, we're gonna watch you again. And a couple months went by, and the FBI went, nah, he's cool. He's clean. He's just a happy-go-lucky Muslim. He just happened to meet the guy by chance at a Chipotle where they exchanged pleasant greetings and then went their separate ways. Okay. So now that's 2014. Now remember, they know that Mateen's dad is a Taliban sympathizer. They know Mateen's dad has made videos posted on YouTube talking about hating homosexuals, being supportive of the Taliban. I mean, they know all of this. So they know Mateen's father's history. And why are we surprised when children who they say are Americans act and believe in the things that their foreign parents and foreign grandparents think? Why are we shocked? Why? Well, they were born in America. That's what we say, just like Judge Curiel, remember? Well, he was born in America. How could he have any thoughts whatsoever about Mexico? Just because his parents were born there and his grandparents were born there and his great-great-grandparents were, how could he ever think of any? He's an American. Yet I got, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 Jewish friends that were born here, but follow every tradition of Israel. Support Israel. They are diehard Israeli, even though they're American. Diehard. Gee, why is it? They're American. They're American. I got Italian friends, diehard Italian. Die hard. But they're American. Armenians. You ever seen Armenian? They're marching with the Armenian genocide. They're weeping. They're crying. And they're born here in America. They're American. That's what happened. You go with your heritage, especially if your mom and dad are from that country and you're only 27 years old. Doesn't matter that you were born in America. You don't look at yourself as American. You just happen to be born here. And especially when you're a Muslim. They 100% follow that faith to the T. So the government knew about this guy's dad. This guy's dad's radical. So now you have all of this stuff, and yet the FBI still treats him as he's just some happy-go-lucky muzzy, just chilling out. Just chilling, relaxing. They know all of this. They know all of this. They know all of this. Now you get a guy, the leader of ISIS, putting out messages saying, we're going to kill Americans. All of my people that are there in America are going to kill Americans. It's going to be the month of death, Ramadan. We're going to kill all of you. Okay? Another dot connected. And then you have an ISIS group putting out their plans to attack Florida and releasing a hit list. This wasn't reported on CNN. This wasn't reported on MSNBC. This wasn't reported on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos was concerned with Trump University. He was concerned with Judge Curiel. That's what Scott Pelley was concerned with. That's what all of these guys were concerned with. While you have a terrorist making an announcement saying, we're going to kill all of you in America for the month of Ramadan. While that's going on, they're talking about Trump University. While you have a terrorist group saying, we are going to kill terrorists in Florida, or we're going to kill Americans in Florida with our terrorist affiliates. Nobody talks about it. Wolf Blitzer doesn't talk about it. Wolf Blitzer isn't conveying a panel to discuss threats to Florida. And what happens? Saturday night, Omar Mateen walks into a gay club and slaughters 50 people. And everybody in the media, everybody in the entertainment world, Obama, Hillary Clinton, everybody's shocked. Like, this just came out of left field. How did it come out of left field? How did this come out of left field? An amateur would have seen this coming. An amateur. You had countless red flags. And after all of these red flags, after our government let us down, what are we told? What are we told? It's the guns' fault. We need gun control. I watched a press conference while the bodies were still bleeding out in a club from this black state legislature, Geraldine Thompson. Okay? While Governor Rick Scott made a speech, the mayor made a speech. Governor Rick Scott, he was practically crying on camera, talking about he can't believe what happened. They get done, they walk away. You want to talk about trying to capitalize politically? This woman, Geraldine Thompson, runs up to the microphone, doesn't mention a word about terrorism, doesn't mention a word about Muslims, and instead says, this is why we need gun legislation. This is why we need to have I'm so worked up. This is why we need to have the gun show loopholes closed. None of these things had anything to do with what just happened. Gun show loophole had nothing to do with this attack. And the assault weapon had nothing to do with this attack because this individual purchased it legally. Person purchased it legally. And if you're going to now get on the position of, well, if he couldn't have bought the assault rifle, he would have only have used handguns. He would have had to have used multi-clips with handguns, and in turn, the murders would have been less than 50. Okay, so what's that mean? Well, it just means there would have been less death, really. So you're not even saying how you could have stopped the death. You're just saying that a less high-powered gun would have prevented the death total. Isn't that just ludicrous to any of you? Seriously, isn't that just insane? Not blaming the government, not blaming the failure of the government is okay. It's the gun's fault. It's an assault rifle. It's not the fact that there was red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag. I mean, you can't get any more of a red flag than, listen, just think about this. You're in the intelligence community. I guess you could call it that. They don't seem too intelligent. They really don't. They don't seem too intelligent to me, but you're in the intelligence community. And just go backwards. Just go backwards. Just go backwards. The last thing you hear of is an ISIS offshoot. An ISIS offshoot saying, hey, kill in Florida. Kill in Florida. Here's a list and here's people we want killed in Florida. We're going to kill in Florida. Now, if you're in the intelligence community, you're listening to that and you're going, wow. I wonder if that's credible. Let me do some research. Oh, okay. The leader of ISIS is saying everybody that is part of ISIS, they're sympathizers, rather they're soul, whatever the hell they are, the month of Ramadan, kill wherever you are. Oh, my gosh. That's kind of heavy. Okay, let me do more research. Oh, wow. We've got a guy named Omar Mateen who's out here in this area where they're calling for strikes. And he associated with a terrorist that blew himself up and tried to recruit other terrorists back in 2014. Oh, my God. Let me do more research. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, my God. The FBI talked to this guy in 2013. Holy Jesus. Oh, my God. Let's do more research. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, my God. This guy just bought assault weapons. This guy is trying to buy arty armor. Oh, my God. Da-da-da-da-da. Nothing. No one did nothing. Why? Because if they investigated without actually having cold, hard evidence, they would be considered an Islamophobic. They would be considered an Islamophobic. And why is that? Because the media created that narrative. Obama's media. I've said this before. This is, you want to talk about Nazism? You want to talk about somebody being like the Third Reich? You want to talk about Germany? You want to talk about that era? Look no further than what we're going through now. This president puts out a message. This message gets fed from his people to the various media outlets that they control. And then these various media outlets put out a message. And in this case, the message is questioning, looking, doing anything against Muslims whatsoever. You are an Islamophobic. You are a monster. You are evil. You are a horrible, horrible, racist, evil person. And you will go to hell. You will go to liberal hell. You will go and die in liberal hell forever and ever and ever and ever. It's a special place that liberals created where you put anything on any Muslim, anywhere, you're going to die forever. And the media created this at the hands of the Obama administration. This is textbook Nazism. You want to talk about textbook, Speaker Ryan, you little scumbag? This is textbook Nazism. And Obama gave you that preview. He gave it to you. When Ben Rhodes, his boy, when he said in an interview, I manipulated the media. I told them what I wanted them to know. I fed them crap about the Iran deal because I knew they would do the job that we needed done, which was to get American people on board that this deal was good. I gave them propaganda, propaganda like the Nazis did. So I gave them propaganda, they spewed this propaganda, and in turn we have the Iran nuclear deal. And the president's man is bragging about it. His Goebbels is bragging about it. And you want to say Donald Trump is Hitler? Because he wants to deport illegals? And here we are getting attacked on our homeland because we are told that if we see something, that person better have a knife and they better be in the act of killing. Because if they don't have a knife and they're not in the act of killing and you're just reporting because they look shady and they're a Muslim, then you're going to be an Islamophobic a-hole. And we're going to persecute you. We're going to get the job that you work for to fire you. We're going to punish you. And you're going to go to that liberal hellfire that we created for Islamophobics and homophobics and fatophobics and every other phobic that we've created. You're going to go there and you're going to die. And the media created that. At the hands of Obama. That, my friends, is textbook Nazism. And when you see CNN, and when you see MSNBC saying this is the worst mass shooting in American history, not this is the worst terror attack since 9/11, but this is the worst mass shooting. Do you think there's a coincidence there? Really? Think that's a fluke? You think one of the young liberal interns messed up and just happened to go, oh, worst mass shooting. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I should put worst terror attack since 9/11. No, they did it on purpose. You think it's a fluke that all these panels, and you're going to see these panels tonight, and all they're going to talk about is guns.
Well, if he couldn't have got his hand on an assault rifle, this would never have happened. If he couldn't have got his hands on an assault rifle, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it would have. Of course it would have happened. Just less people would have been killed. At least that's what we think. But remember the brothers, the Tuzini brothers, whatever the hell they were called, the Boston Marathon brothers, they used bombs. They used bombs. So how can you say, oh, well, if he didn't have this assault rifle, if he didn't have the assault rifle, this still would have happened. He would have had other guns, just like he had other guns. And to get more death, he would have brought bombs. He would have brought bombs. He would have brought bombs. And I don't hear too many people talking about banning bombs. I don't hear too many people talking about banning Home Depot, where you go to buy the stuff you need to build bombs. But all you're going to hear about is assault weapons and gun show loophole bans. And that has nothing to do with what just happened. Had nothing to do with what just happened. The government let us down. The FBI let us down. The media let us down. They let us down. Has nothing to do with an assault rifle. Has absolutely nothing to do with assault rifles. They let us down. Our government let us down. When you have somebody like Omar Mateen, who was under investigation from the FBI going back to 2013, who has a radical father, and who made trips to Saudi Arabia. Again, Saudi Arabia comes into the picture again. Saudi Arabia comes into the picture again. Again. He traveled to Saudi Arabia. And what does the media tell you? What does the government tell you? Well, he didn't meet with any terrorists then. He went on a pilgrimage. But how do you know, FBI? How do you know, Obama administration? How do you know that? How do you know? You haven't been right on any attacks that we've been hit with. Again, more propaganda, more Nazism. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Somebody running for president that's saying to all of us, I'm going to make you safe. I'm going to put America first. I'm going to do the things that we need to do to keep us safe. That is Nazism. I'm going to deport illegals. That's Nazism. I'm going to make sure we do a lot better job of importing migrants from the Middle East. I'm going to make sure we do a lot better of a job of screening these people. I mean, again, you want to talk about what if this policy was in place? What if that policy was in place? Virginia Tech shooting? If we had a policy of closed borders, that would never have happened. Because that kid's family migrated here to the United States. Same thing with Omar Mateen. That guy's parents are from Afghanistan who came here to the United States and had this little evil Muslim bastard. Evil, disgusting, slimy bastard. So, somehow, somebody running for president that says, we're going to make sure that this stuff doesn't happen. We're actually going to try. That is like being a Nazi. That's like being a Nazi. Think about that logic coming from the extremists on the left. But Obama doing what he's doing as far as controlling the media. Hell, a few weeks ago, they cut out video. They cut out transcripts of conversation with the reporter and one of the people from the Obama. They cut out what was said, and they spliced video together acting as if it never happened. I mean, that's historic. That's historic, and it doesn't get reported on because the media is controlled by the president, by the government. The Democrats control the media. You want to talk about Nazism? You should be terrified. If Hillary Clinton becomes president, you want to talk about, oh, I'm going to move to Canada? Hillary Clinton comes to becomes president. There is no America. There is no America. If Hillary Clinton becomes president, we are going to be under assault. We will be under assault. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before one of these SOBs gets their hand on a dirty bomb. Imagine if Omar Mateen, you know, everybody says, oh, the assault weapon. Listen, imagine if this SOB, imagine. Just think if he had a dirty bomb. We've seen throughout the last 20 years people getting ricin in the mail or anthrax in the mail. What, you don't think it's possible to get a couple pipe bombs? Mix a little ricin, mix a little anthrax in there. go into a club, go into an event, blow yourself up? You don't think that's possible? And the liberals are talking about, imagine that. They're not talking about the problem, which is radical Islam. And these Muslims that become intertwined in an investigation and then let go because the Obama administration doesn't want people to be Islamophobic or appear to be Islamophobic. That's why when you go to an airport, and the line's 3 hours long and you're trying to get through to TSA, and my girlfriend, 118 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, double D boobs, gets pulled out of line and practically gets strip searched by a big black lady. That's why. Makes absolutely no sense. And you know it makes no sense to these TSA officers. You know this, the big black lady's just doing this, shaking her head, going, she's not a terrorist. Why am I double patting down this little girl? But that lady with a burqa is walking by with nothing but a wand passed over her. Just a wand passed. Why? That comes from Homeland Security that gets their marching orders from Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. And the Valerie Jareds. And this entire administration that has all these weird back-end ties to radical Islam. I mean, that organization that you see popping up, that CARE, and you see the imams going, we condemn this. They're on the terror list. These sons of bitches have been implicated in terror lists. They've been associated with terror groups. This is what's going on. And the media covers it up. This isn't me being Alex Jones conspiratorial kooky. This is real. These are all facts. These are all facts. How nobody makes a big deal about the FBI having this guy on the radar and then letting him go under the radar is insane. That should be the first thing people would be talking about. If it was a Republican, people would be talking about it. People would be saying, Mitt Romney is not keeping us safe. That's what people would be saying. But nobody's saying that about Obama. Instead, the media is dancing this entire, oh, it's the assault weapons. Oh, there's radical Christians. Radical Christians? What are you talking about? I don't. Well, look at Dylan Ruff. Yeah, look at Dylan Ruff. You're right. Look at Dylan Ruff. And when Dylan Ruff did what he did, what did we do? We banned the Dukes of Hazzard. That's what we did. We banned the Dukes of Hazzard, and we demanded that anybody that was flying the Confederate flag take it down. We demanded everybody, everywhere. We demanded stores to stop selling the Confederate flag. Have we demanded Amazon or any store to stop selling the Quran? Yeah, you're right. Radical Christians. Radical. Yep, Dylan Ruff was a radical Christian. Yeah, he was. Sure. Yeah, definitely a radical Christian. And we showed the Dukes of Hazzard, damn it. We showed the Dukes of Hazzard. We showed the Dukes of Hazzard. We showed the Confederate flag. We showed Kid Rock. We showed the South. We showed the South. Here you go. This is what we're talking about. The media is driving this. Why is the media driving it? Because they're controlled by Democrats. That's the way it is. It's Nazism. You want to talk about Hitler? Look no further than Obama. Remember, deporting illegals is not Nazism. It's the law. It's the law. Controlling the media, manipulating the media, however much you have to manipulate them, putting out narratives, having people call this some type of hate crime. Has nothing to do with being Islamic. Has nothing to do with Muslim. It's just somebody that saw two guys kissing. Really? Really? That's what you're telling us. That's what you're telling us. We have to look inside all of us. What? We didn't do this. Somebody that was under investigation by the FBI dating back to 2003 did this. Not me. Not my friends. This wasn't about a guy who saw two dudes kissing and decided he was going to then kill 50 homosexuals. And the narrative, in the narrative that this was just some club filled with homosexual people, and there was no straight people. It's bogus too. Absolutely bogus too. I mean, the media trying to push this at the again. You could go through book after book, and what I mean by that. Corporate books. You could go and look through information that's readily available and see different people from different media organizations who work for the White House or did work for the White House or part of the White House, part of the Obama administration. We discussed last week about all the people from Google that now work for Obama or work for Hillary Clinton. NBC, the president, the boss, that muckety muck of mucks who ran NBC, GE, which is the same company, they own each other, was part of the Obama administration. So the guy who controls all of NBC worked for the Obama administration. I will repeat it as much as Mark Levin repeats the Constitution and Articles of Confederate or whatever the hell he does. And as much as Glenn Beck repeats over and over Jesus and praying and God, the media and the companies that control the message is the only way we, true Americans, are ever going to keep this country safe, how we are ever going to put people in charge of this country to keep us safe. It's the only way. Forget these half-ass senators, House members in these obscure districts. Forget that. That ain't the power. The power. Think about this. Just think about this. Here's the power. It's not the half-assed congressman who gets one vote out of 400 plus. The real power is the network that can completely ignore Omar Mateen being under investigation back in 2013, having ties from his father to the suicide bomber of radical Islam, traveling to Saudi Arabia back and forth, having videos come out telling people like Omar Mateen to kill and murder, and other videos from other ISIS groups specifically saying kill and murder in Florida, in Orlando. And at the end of the day, the real power is the media and their ability to take all of that information, throw it out the window, and to put the message out that this was just an average guy who didn't like to see two gays kissing, went and got an assault rifle that must have been bought at a gun show with the loophole, and then slaughtered as many people as he can. That's power, man. It ain't the Senate, it ain't Congress, and it's not the governorship. It's the president to the media outlets. That's the power. No congressman, no senator could do that. I don't care if the Senate had 90 Republicans and 10 Democrats, and the House had 395 Republicans. With all of that power, all of that power pales to the president and his people telling CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, Vox, Daily Beast, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, the list of Vanity Fair, Cosmopolitan, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The message that they want put out. Because no matter what those senators say, no matter what they want, no matter what the congressmen say, no matter what they want, no matter what the governors say, no matter what they want, no matter what they say, it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Because once the president gives the orders, once the president works with the people that he has to work with, and it all gets trickled down to the media and the executives, and they put together the narrative, and that narrative gets put out to the 100 million plus people that actually know what the F is going on in this country, and they read the papers, they go online, and they watch TV. Once that message hits them that it's a lone wolf who hates gays, who bought a assault rifle at a gun shop with a or a gun show with the gun show loophole. Once that narrative put it out there, that's it. It's over. It's done. It's finished. End of story. Mic drop. Nothing else gets covered. No information gets put out there. And in turn, you get people going, we got to ban assault rifles. Radical Christians do this, and we don't want to ban radical Christians. That's it. This is just, it's a hate crime. And then it all gets swept under the rug. And then next week, we go back to discussing Donald Trump calling Rosie O'Donnell a fat pig. And then the narrative is, you know, Donald Trump has called countless women fat pigs. Matter of fact, that's all he does. Out of his car and walks up to women and goes, hey, fat pig, hey, fat pig, hey, fat pig. And then when he gets back in his limo, he takes off his jacket and he has the Nazi arm bar there. All right, let's go to our panel. What do you think of this, SE Cup? Oh, yeah, I'm a Republican and he's a Nazi. What do you think of this, Anna Navarro? Oh, you know what I mean? He's a Nazi. He's a pig. Okay, great. What do you say, Kevin Madden? Oh, well, I just want to say he's a Nazi. He's a pig. Okay, thank you. That's what we'll go back to. Mark my words, just like I said with the Egypt Airlines going down. You haven't heard too much of that, do you? Was it terrorist? We don't know. We think maybe it will come out 3 weeks from now. Yeah, it was a terrorist. Yep. You want to talk about power? You want to talk about Nazis? The Obama administration, the media that does his bidding. It's dangerous times, my friends. And Hillary Clinton as the president? Huh. You have no idea. You have no idea because what we're going through now is a taste. Hillary Clinton as the president, this is going to be like 1980s in Israel, where every other day you heard a bombing going down in a cafe. Some of you youngsters don't remember this. There was a time where Israel would be hit by suicide bombers on a daily basis. You couldn't have a meal in Israel without literally seeing or being involved in some type of attack. That's what it was like in the 80s. Daily basis, discos, cafes, restaurant, just a daily basis. And then Israel got tough. And we've already gone way past our time, but I'm going to throw this at you. It's amazing when we talk about Israel and people say they're our closest ally, they're our the only democracy in the Middle East. We have to support them. When you hear of these boycotts that go on, we have American leaders, rather they're governors, rather they're celebrities, talk about doing that is anti-Semitic. You've got Hollywood taking out full page ads in USA Today, supporting Israel and condemning anybody and anyone who defends the Palestinians and Hamas. So you have all this that goes on. And what are the two things that Israel does that are very, very, very similar to what Donald Trump has proposed? That he gets treated like a monster for saying. He gets treated like he's Hitler for saying. You ready? That we need to build a wall, which Israel does. Israel has a wall, they have a border, and they police that wall and they police that border. Because Palestinians dig tunnels, get under their border, pop up, and murder Jews. So they have a wall. And they protect that wall, and it works. And if you talk to Israelis, they will say that if they didn't have the wall, they would have hundreds of people murdered every month. So our closest ally in the Middle East, who the Hollywood bigwigs support and love, do exactly what Donald Trump says we need to do. And the second thing that they do, when one of those little bastards pop over that wall and stab a Jew, stab an Israeli, stab a little girl, you want to know what the Israeli government does? Not only do they arrest the attacker, not only do they take that attacker and put him in jail, but they then go and bulldoze the attacker's home. Yes, they punish the family. I know. It's amazing. When Hillary Clinton and the rest of the media talk about Donald Trump punishing terrorist families, and you see all of these activists on the panels, along with your S.E. Cups and Anna Navarro, say that is deplorable to say, that is horrible to say, that he, how could he say that? But it's exactly what Israel does. And nobody seems to say boo about the fact that our closest ally, the ally that Hollywood takes up full page articles supporting, we give Israel billions and billions and billions of dollars for their defense. If anybody steps out of line and says one off-color thing, they are considered an anti-Semite. But yet, when we talk about implementing policy that Israel has in place and works, whoever wants to implement that policy, in this case Donald Trump, is considered an idiot, a monster, a Nazi, Hitler, a fascist. Pretty wild. And again, where's the power lay? It ain't with Senate. It ain't with Congress. It's the media that puts the message out there. Because if the message of going after terrorist families and building a wall was put in the American people's face every day, guess what? There would be a poll, and the poll would be conducted, and the poll would say 99% of the American people support going after terrorist families for an act that the terrorist did. 99.9% of the American people support a wall to stop criminals, i.e. rapists, drug dealers, and monsters, from coming into the United States and killing and ravishing Americans. That's what would go on, my friends. So the next time somebody says to you, you need to give us $100, you need to give us $50 to get this person elected, you say to them, no. You need to do is set up a fund to buy CNN. You need to set up a fund to buy Time Warner. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? If us Republicans, if we own Time Warner, could you imagine if Time Warner was owned by a conservative Republican? There would be no more Bill Maher's. There would be no more John Oliver's. There would be no more of any of that left-wing propaganda. Imagine how different the country would look if Republicans controlled the media. Imagine that. Imagine. Imagine if Democrats, the Chris Cuomos, the Anderson Coopers, the Bill Maher's, the Arianna Huffington's, Hollywood. Imagine if they were all in the minority. Imagine if they were the minority. Imagine how this country would look. We sure the hell wouldn't be getting slaughtered by terrorists. We sure the hell wouldn't be getting slaughtered by terrorists, my friends. That's a fact. It's a cold, hard fact. You would get information. You would get real information. This is real. This is a war. This is a war. It ain't about Congress. It ain't about the Senate. It's the media. Watch what happens tonight. Watch the panels that are being conducted. Watch what they're saying. Watch the spin. Watch the whitewashing. Whether it's Jake Tapper, Carl Bernstein, Sally Cohen, Lawrence O'Donnell, George Stephanopoulos, Matt Lauer, Saturday Night Live, John Oliver. Watch them all. Watch the spin. Watch the whitewashing. That's the power. All right, it's the Rob Zicari Show. We're wrapping it up for today. All right, you guys tired me out. You guys officially tired me out, man. All right, I'm officially tired out. What a day. What a day. My writer's going to be doing a long story. A long story. Not one of these short, tiny stories. A long story. Some days the stories are longer, and he'll say, because you give me more material to work with. Well, this, my friends, is a long story, so get on it right now. Don't putz around. It's the Rob Zicari Show.